Marilyn Garson is co-founder of the Alternative Jewish Voices in New Zealand. Marilyn was one of 20 Jewish groups from 16 countries who met in London today. Good evening to you, Marilyn.
Good evening.
You don't support the ongoing military operation. Tell me why.
You know, when I lived in Gaza, I was involved with the Gaza Camp Breakers, a breakdancing group, also in Nusayrat camp. So I think of these places, these refugee camps, as places of life and creativity. And look at them now, they are rubble. I don't support this because the way to save lives is to negotiate a deal. And that was available at any time. This is just slaughter.
You say negotiate a deal. How do you look upon Hamas? Do you look upon them as the UK government looks upon them, as a terrorist organization?
I have lived under Hamas, and I have written that I regard them as the failure of hope. Every nonviolent, every constructive approach has been thwarted, and Hamas is what remains.
Do you regard them as a terrorist organization, Marilyn?
I would say that regarding them as a terrorist organization as a way to keep them out of politics leaves Gaza unrepresented. I would prefer for countries to say, I condemn everyone who violently offends against human rights. That would include the West Bank settlers, that would include Hamas, that would include units of the IDF.
Because you presumably know, obviously, where I was going with that line of questioning. When you negotiate with people who take hostages, don't you just encourage it to happen again and again and again? They're rewarded for stealing human beings. They're rewarded for using innocent civilians as pawns.
Rewarded. We have 1,140 Israelis dead. We have 37,000 Gazans dead. That's a ratio of 32-1. No one is being rewarded here. We are trying to save the lives of the people who remain.
In terms of the negotiation then, what do you think is achievable, Marilyn?
I am not in the room, but from what I have heard, there are offers on the table that would end this genocide. That's the only victory that there is now. Stop the genocide, adjudicate the crimes, and look toward a future based on some kind of justice. That's what might be possible.
What do you mean by that?
What do I mean by that? I mean that the Palestinians...
The future of justice.
The Palestinians as a nation have equal human and political rights, equal to those of any other people. So let's start from that level playing field of equal rights and imagine the future that might take shape for two peoples. That's what I mean.
But if they wish to eradicate Israel, you've heard expressions that they want to wipe Israel off the map.
Who is this monolithic they? I know
Hamas.
That the first plank of the platform of Netanyahu's party used the same phrase, said there would be only one authority from the sea to the river. When you say they and you somehow substitute Hamas for the nation of Palestine, you are falling into a deep, deep hole. Hamas is an entity. The Palestinians are a nation. They have rights.
Help me understand, Marilyn. We've all seen the imagery, the terrible imagery of human suffering. help me understand what's embedded in your mind, the type of stories, the type of incidents you've seen, which brought you to London today.
I lived in Gaza for 4 years. I worked for UNRWA for two of those years. I was a member of UNRWA's emergency response team through the 2014 war. So I have a sense of what shelters look like. I have a sense of the displacement of 2014, which is only a tiny fraction of the devastation and the displacement this year. What does it look like? What struck me is was the maintenance of civility, the protection of the weak and the vulnerable, even in the most disadvantaged situations. What's outstanding about the community of Gaza is the extent of their efforts to remain fully human in inhuman circumstances. And I know that some of that is being simply destroyed this time around. So what I see, what brought me to London, is an attack not only on the buildings of Gaza, but on the collective soul of a society. How could anyone remain intact after this? Israel has reportedly dropped bombs on Gaza that exceed the tonnage of all the bombs dropped on London, Dresden, and Coventry in World War II. I see an attempt to eradicate a society, and here I am to stand up against it.
Can you describe to me how human beings are living, quite literally, the circumstances when they get up in the morning, when they waken up, when they open their eyes? What they're living in, what a daily life is like.
I'm not there, so of course I can't, and I am no one spokesperson. But what I hear individually, my messages from friends, they talk about looking for food. People with as many university degrees, people who speak more languages than I speak, they are spending hours each day looking for food to keep their families alive. They're looking for plastic to put up a tent. They are reduced so quickly in a way that I can't begin to imagine. This is about survival. This is about starvation. This is genocide. We are watching it unfold.
And why do you think Western governments are not doing more?
It's a really good question. I really believe that we are watching a preview of a far nastier, more violent and predatory society. And we see this profound divide between the people in the streets. I marched with the Jewish bloc through London today, a sea of people. You could not see the edge in any direction. We see genocide, and somehow the people with power, they seem not to feel threatened by that. So they are lining up with power while we are lining up with life.
Finally, do you think your protest today, do you think they will make any difference? And I'm not trying to be facetious saying this, or is it just to make you feel better that you're doing something, that you're taking what you believe is a principled stand? Do you think anybody's in power watching, being influenced by these protests?
Aren't you coming up to an election in this neighborhood? Let me answer it this way. We in New Zealand, we in all of our countries, we get out into the streets, we shout, we do all kinds of things. We react really to what we're seeing. Our international group of Jewish justice partners from 16 countries, we have been meeting online every 4 weeks for 4.5 years. We come together, we share ideas, we become a little less reactive and a little more creative. Today, for the first time, we sat in a room together. And I'm telling you, it's like taking the initiative. It's like becoming strategic, taking the power of definition. When you hear that global voice, when you hear people speaking in this 16-part harmony, when you feel the resolve, then I have no doubt that we will change this. Peace is the only outcome here. The only question is how many people they're allowed to kill before that happens.
Marilyn Garson, thank you very much indeed for speaking to us on the BBC tonight. Marilyn is co-founder of the Alternative Jewish Voices in New Zealand.